You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple said late yesterday it may not make as much money as forecast, given what the response to the coronavirus is doing to iPhone production and iPhone demand. The Financial Times is also reporting today that the biggest of Apple's iPhone factories in China is having trouble getting workers back to the lines. The stock is down 2.7% now. Today, Walmart reported profits below expectations, but said the virus is likely to cause just a small drop in profits. Currently, the Dow is down in early trading, 111 points, 0.4%. The S&P and the NASDAQ each down 0.2%. Bonds are up, with the yield on the 10-year note down at 1.57%. Jeffrey Cleveland is the chief economist at Payton & Riegel in Los Angeles.
Well, David, I think there are two factors here. One is that most people view the impacts as probably temporary. So as long as the virus, you know, is under control after we exit the first quarter, then over the course of the year, operations should return to normal. That's not to say that we haven't seen disruptions. 100 different companies surveyed that have activity in China have reported that they've seen impacts already from the shutdowns. But as long as it's temporary, as far as the impact on the economy over the course of the year, that it should prove limited. The second thing is central banks. Central banks are viewed, I mean, for lack of a better phrase, David, people think central banks have their collective backs, if you will. So we have seen, you know, interest rates fall, and I think that's supportive of stock prices remaining, you know, at or near all-time highs.
Mr. Cleveland, thank you. By the way, 5 weeks ago, during everyone else's headlines that the Dow was about to cross above 30,000 any moment, I warned that markets are hard to predict and that if you're looking for 30,000 on the Dow, check in with me around February 18th. Well, that is today, and we are still not there. The Dow at the moment is at 29,291. The Dow almost at 30,000 stories happened around January 14th, and China closed down Wuhan City to contain that virus on the 23rd. That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.